Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. I'm so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology, psychologist. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master and energy practitioner. I am also a certified metaphysician, life coach, author, and aromatherapist, and a radio talk show host in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And for people who may be new to the show, I always give this information regarding why I developed the show. I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, about spirituality, and holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, nutrition, divine relationships, and I wanted to talk about the law of attraction, which we're talking about this evening. And I wanted to have a show or shows that also discussed divine prosperity and universal laws, as well as political and cultural topics. And on some of my shows, as we have tonight, we will have guests who will cover these topics and more. Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. And the only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. And this rule automatically raises your vibrational level, so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, tonight's topic is the advanced application of the law of attraction. And tonight's guest is Dr. Ed Maloney, who is also a Blog Talk Radio show host. Now, for those of you who are listening, I have information if you want to listen via computer, and those of you who are listening via computer, I have information for you as well. The call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 818-572-8023 and you will press 1. Tonight we're going to have a very, very spirited discussion because a lot of people are very interested in the law of attraction, and Dr. Maloney is phenomenal. I've asked him to be one of my mentors, and he has agreed to do so, and we've had wonderful discussions, and I wanted to have him share his pearls of wisdom with my listening audience. So for those of you who are on the phone and you want to listen via computer, you would just type in http://tobtr.com/s/4621063. Again, for those of you listening via phone and would like to listen via your computers, type in http colon forward slash www.tobtr.com/s/4621063. Now, internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 if you want to join the discussion. And I am connecting only one caller at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And I developed the show with the purpose of connecting you on a heart-to-heart level and soul-to-soul level with myself as well as with the other listening people within a listening audience. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, we discussed the leaders of tomorrow, and we had one guest whose name is Jordan Berry, phenomenal young man. As a matter of fact, he is my godson. Last week, we had two callers, and we have four live listens. However, since last week, we have had 641 downloads, which means 641 people have downloaded the Higher Consciousness program since last week. I am so very thankful, as always, to each of you. And since October 22nd, 2012, which is the first show, we have had 23,885 listens, which includes the live calls as well. And this is in only 5 months. So we've done extremely well with the show, and I give thanks to each and every one of you for making it a success. And also remember, if you can't join us live, go to the website, and you can hear all of the shows, which are archived from the beginning. Last week's guest, as I mentioned earlier, was Jordan Berry, and he is a 21-year-old college senior who will graduate in May 2013 from Towson University in Maryland. And he enjoys politics, economics, video games, comics, and social justice, domestic and international. Now, Jordan believes that social justice can involve the environment and race, but this requires a deeper conversation. And Jordan just recently completed a four-month internship in China. And as a student of political science, Jordan is interested in world economics and politics. And we had a very, very spirited discussion about politics, the climate, the economy, and about the vision that young people have not only for this country, but for the world at large. And it was just very informative. I was so happy to have had Jordan share his thoughts with the listening audience, because as I said last week, a lot of times people hear a lot of negative information about young people in their 20s. And what happened with the show last week is we received a lot of positive insight and information from him. And I was just really, really happy and thankful that he was able to be a guest on the show. Now, tonight we're going to talk about the law of attraction, and Dr. Ed Maloney, whom I'm bringing on at 7:30, is going to talk about the advanced laws or the advanced application of the law of attraction. And for those of you who may not have background information about it, I'm going to give you the history of the law of attraction, and it's taken from a series of books and recordings from Abraham Hicks, and Dr. Maloney will go into more of that history when he comes on later on during the show. Each and every component that makes up your life experience is drawn to you by the powerful law of attraction's response to your thoughts, you think, and the story you tell about your life. Your money and financial assets, your body's state of wellness, clarity, flexibility, size and shape, your work environment, how you are treated, work satisfaction and rewards. Indeed, the very happiness of your life experience in general is all happening because of the story that you tell. Now, a lot of people are disconnected from their thoughts and their feelings. They just think that things just happen randomly. But the universe is very, very ordered. So nothing happens by chance. We, each of us, sets things into motion by our thoughts and by our words. Now, this is excerpted from the Money and the Law of Attraction. I'll tell my story as I want it to be. If you will let your dominant intention be to revise and improve the content of the story you tell every day about your life, it is our absolute promise to you that your life will become the ever-improving story. For by the powerful law of attraction, the essence of that which is like unto itself is drawn. It must be. So whatever you think, a like thought has, whatever that thought is, another thought will be drawn to you, and that will be reflected in your world. So if your finances are not to your liking, if your health is not to your liking, there's a thought that you've harbored within your mind. And it doesn't happen just once, but you've been thinking about it over and over and over again. And sometimes we're not even in touch with that. We're so disconnected from our thoughts and from our feelings that we don't even know when we've had a thought that has not been in our best interest. So you are meant to succeed, and failure should feel bad to you because that's not in alignment. You are not here to fail. Life is supposed to go well for you. And when it does not, there is something wrong. But what is wrong is not something that is outside of you, over which you have no control. What is wrong is within you, and you do have control. And taking control is not difficult to do once you understand the basis of who you are and the basics of the law of attraction and the value of your personal emotional guidance system. Every thought that you think is vibrating at a very personal frequency of energy. All thoughts, everything, is nothing but energy. And by the powerful law of attraction, the essence of that which is like unto itself is drawn. That thought is now attracting another thought that is at the same vibrational frequency. And now those combined thoughts are vibrating at a frequency that is higher than the thought that came before. And they will now, by the law of attraction, attract another and another and another thought until eventually the thoughts will be powerful enough to attract a real life situation or manifestation. So you don't have to worry by thinking, okay, if I think one thought that's not the highest, it means it's going to manifest immediately. No. Well, as you become more evolved, there is less of a time delay. But usually you're thinking that thought in 1,000 different ways. Within 5 minutes, you've thought that thought over in a myriad of ways and come up with different kinds of circumstances and consequences. So you think hundreds and thousands of thoughts within a short period of time. You are meant to live an expansive, exhilarating, good-feeling experience. It was your plan when you made the decision to become focused into your physical body and this time-space reality. You were born knowing that you are a powerful being, that you are good, and that you are the creator of your experience, and that the law of attraction, which is the essence of that which is likened to itself, is the basis of the universe. And you knew it, and you knew it would serve you well. And so it has. So we spend so much time thinking about what we don't want, and when it shows up, we're amazed. But whatever you think about, you bring about. When you acknowledge what you do not want and then ask yourself, what is it that I do want? You begin a gradual shift into telling your new story, and then you're going to change your life. So most people say, well, I don't want to gain weight. I don't want to gain weight. And then they end up gaining weight because why? That is the focus of their attention. And they're like, well, no. I said, I did not want to gain weight, but no. The focus was on weight gain. And the focus was on weight gain, so you could not shift because you are on the frequency of what you do not want. You get the essence of what you think about, whether you want it or not, because the law of attraction is unerringly consistent. Therefore, you are never only telling the story of how it is now. You are also telling the future experience that you're creating it now. So whatever is happening now is something that you have been thinking about for a long period of time, and it's now manifesting, and people think, well, I was thinking happy thoughts. So why is this unpleasant situation manifesting at this moment? It's because you've been thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. And so by that intense concentration on what you do not want, it's built up over time. So then it coagulates out in the universe, and then it becomes that tangible reality of what you don't want, because that has been the focus. You live in a pulsating, vibrating universe of advanced harmonics. Everything that exists in your air, in your dirt, in your water, and in your bodies is vibration in motion. And all of it is managed by the powerful law of attraction. There is nothing that exists outside of this vibrational nature. And as you learn to accept your vibrational nature and begin to consciously utilize your emotional vibrational indicators, you will gain conscious control over your personal creations and of the outcomes of your life experience. So basically, if you're feeling bad about something, that's letting you know that you're not in alignment with your higher consciousness or with God or with the universe, whatever name you want to give that energy or that presence. We're feeling sad, when we're feeling depressed, and we have those emotions to let us know when we are not in harmony or not in alignment with the things that we say that we want. So our emotions are powerful to let us know when we are in alignment. When we're feeling happy and joyful, then we are in alignment with our desires, and they manifest a lot faster. The realization that something is not as you want it to be is an important first step. But once you have identified that, the faster you are able to turn your attention in the direction of the solution, the better, because a continuing exploration of the problem will prevent you from finding the solution. So most of us have a difficult time shifting from sadness, from depression, from anxiety. We stay stuck in that emotion. And the longer we stay stuck in it, the longer it will take for us to get out of it and find a solution. There are people who have been stuck at the level of poverty and have not been able to shift because they don't see anything in their environment that looks encouraging or promising. And they're not having these uplifted discussions with people in their circles, so nothing changes. And people assume, well, this is the way it's been, and this is the way it will always have to be, and that is not the case. We just have to shift. And it's very challenging when you're in it, in that emotion of depression, in that emotion of sadness, in that emotion of fear, in that emotion of anxiety, to immediately pull yourself out. Most people are not able to do that. So with Abraham Hicks, they have the emotional scale. And so they take you step by step out of that emotion until you can get to the state of joy, until you can get to the state of peace and the state of happiness. Because when you're at those higher vibrational emotions, joy, peace, love, gratitude, thanksgiving, all of those emotions, that's when you are able to manifest what you want, because then you're in alignment with your God presence, with the God within, and you're open to receiving. When you're in those lower emotions, you're closed. The problem is a different vibrational frequency than the solution, and all thoughts or vibrations are affected by or managed by the law of attraction. So when you're vibrating at the lower frequency, it's practically impossible for you to manifest what you really want, because you're not focused on what you truly want. You're focused on the lack of it. You're focused on the lack of money. You're focused on the lack of love. You're focused on the lack of a job. You're focused on the lack of a house. You're focused on the lack of whatever. So therefore, you can't see the solution, because you are in the muck and the mire of the lack of, the deprivation of, or the absence of what you want, and that's your focus. So the absence of what you want continues to show up. So how do you change this? Just start telling a better feeling story about the things that are important to you. Do not write your story like a factual documentary, weighing all the pros and cons of your experience, but instead tell the uplifting, fanciful, magical story of the wonder of your life, and watch what happens. It will begin to feel like magic as your life begins to transform right before your eyes. But it's not by magic. It is by the law and the laws of the universe, and the power of the laws of the universe, and your deliberate alignment with those laws. So people think it's luck when they have jobs appear or new relationships. It's not luck. The universe is ordered by metaphysical, spiritual laws. And even though you're not consciously aware, when things manifest, you are in alignment with those spiritual laws. When they don't manifest, you are not in alignment with those laws. Now, since you have control over what thoughts you offer, what could be more just than the powerful law of attraction responding equally to everyone who offers a vibration? So everyone, regardless of race, age, or creed, or national origin, is operating under the law of attraction. And once you gain control over the thoughts you think, your sense of injustice will subside and will be replaced with the exuberance for life and the zest to create that you were born to create with. You get in touch with your innate abilities to create and to manifest. Let everything in the universe be an example to you of the way the laws of attraction work. A belief is nothing more than a chronic pattern of thought. So when you believe certain things, it's just one thought that keeps attracting another thought that keeps attracting another thought until it becomes a firm belief system. And you have the ability, if you try even a little bit, just a little bit, to begin a new pattern, to tell a new story, to achieve a different vibration, to change your point of attraction. And the law of attraction is responding to your vibration. And you can easily change your vibrational point of attraction by visualizing the lifestyle you desire and holding your attention upon those images until you begin to feel relief. So if you want to buy a new home, even if you don't have a job, all you have to do is start visualizing. Go to stores and pick up magazines, or go to certain neighborhoods and just hold that image of that house that you want in your mind's eye. Don't try to figure out how you're going to get the money when you don't have a job. That's not your job. Your job is to hold within your consciousness with a steadfast commitment those things that you desire. And you keep holding on to those images until you feel relief and a sense of peace. And this will indicate that a true vibrational shift has occurred. And it will. If you keep holding on to the things that you want and release the things that you don't want, then what will happen is the things that you want have to definitely manifest. And you are now being aware of and in the driver's seat in terms of the law of attraction. And when you focus upon lack in an attitude of complaining, you establish a vibrational point of attraction that then gives you access only to more thoughts of complaint. So whatever you're complaining about, no job, no love life, no money, bad relationships, the more you, because you, why? Because you're focusing upon the very things that you don't want. And most people say, well, no, I'm telling you what I don't want, but that's not my focus. Yes, it is. Every time you mention it and talk about it, you give the universe more of the same. And so the universe has to give you more of the same. The universe is saying, okay, she's talking about being broke, so I have to give her more situations to prove that she's destitute. He's talking more about not being able to find a good relationship, so I have to keep lining up relationships that are not the best and the highest. Now, your deliberate effort to tell a new story will establish a new pattern of thought, providing you with a new point of attraction from your present about your past and into your future. And the simple effort of looking for positive aspects, positive things, even though everything around you looks gloomy and dismal, there's something that you can find that's redeeming wherever you are, no matter how dire your circumstances, no matter how negative your circumstances are. You know, if you can see it in a magazine, or you can go out into another neighborhood, or whatever, you can always find something that can help you shift. But you have to take your eyes off the things that are making you sad. If you keep looking at the same thing, or being in the same circle of friends, or talking about the same thing, your vibration will remain the same because you haven't shifted. The only way it can shift is when you shift. And then you will set up a new tone, and the law of attraction will begin the immediate attraction of thoughts, people, circumstances, and things that are pleasing to you. And you know what is really magnetizing the wonderful things to you? Appreciation and love and alignment to that which is source, or God, or the universe, or the creator, or Allah. It's the ultimate giving back, so to speak. For in your pain or struggle, you have nothing to give back. What you are living is always an exact replication or an exact model of your vibrational patterns of thought. Nothing could be more fair than life as you are living it. For as you are thinking, you are vibrating. And as you are vibrating, you are attracting. For the law of attraction abides by this principle. You are always getting back the essence of what you are giving. So if you're giving the thoughts of fear, of lack, of distrust, you will attract to you fearful situations, people whom you can't trust, and all of those kinds of situations. Now, enlightenment means literally aligning to the energy of my source. And genius is only about focusing. So the law of attraction takes care of everything else. And physical humans often want to make enlightenment about finding some process and moving through the process that has been pre-described. But true enlightenment is moving to the rhythm of the internal inspiration that is coming in response to the individual desire. So enlightenment is about allowing my connection to the source, to God, to Yeshiva, to Jehovah, to Allah, to the universe, to the Creator, allowing my connection to this presence that is me for the fulfillment of the things that I have individually defined here in my time, in space reality. That's as good as it gets. And you're like a receiving mechanism that when you set your tuner to the station, you're going to hear what's playing. So whatever you are focused upon, it's the way you set your tuner. And when you focus, therefore, as little as 17 seconds, it only takes 17 seconds for a thought to become magnetized and to bring to it other thoughts, and then to bring to it other thoughts until it becomes a reality. But so as little as 17 seconds, you activate that vibration within you. And once you activate a vibration within you, be it something you want or something you don't want, the law of attraction begins responding to that vibration, and you're off and running, whether it's something you want or something that you don't want. So think of this random universe where everything is possible. Everything is possible. The organizational skills belong to the law of attraction. If you would just relax and allow the law of attraction to do the organization, the managing, then you can spend your time doing the things that please you. That which is like unto itself is drawn. And so vibrations are always matched. And so as you experience the contrast which inspires the new desire, this new desire, whether it is a strong one or a soft one, is summoning unto itself proportionately. So if you're thinking about something in terms of wealth, that's going to summon to you, and you hold that focus, it's going to summon to itself things that are of a wealth energy or vibration. And as it summons, it is always answered. It is the basis of our universe. When it is asked, it always is given. So humans think that they are asking with their words or even with their action. And sometimes you are, but the universe is not responding to your words or your action. The universe is responding to your vibrational calling. And within the seed of your desire is everything necessary for it to blossom to fulfillment. And the law of attraction is the engine that does the work. The only thing you have to do is give it fertile ground by focusing on what you want and believing. Everything is valid and everything is truthful because the law of attraction lets everything be. So the question is not whether it's right or wrong, whether an approach is right or wrong, or whether my approach is right or wrong. The question is, does this approach feel good for me? And if it doesn't, then you can just choose a different approach, a different thought. Okay, so that is basically the basis for the law of attraction. And I am going to bring on my first guest, my only guest this evening, Dr. Ed Maloney. And after this commercial break, if anyone wants to join us during this discussion, because Dr. Maloney and I are going to talk at length about the law of attraction, the advanced application, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And we'll be back after this very, very brief commercial break.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. This is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And this evening, we are so very honored and pleased to have Dr. Ed Maloney, who is our guest this evening, and he will talk about the advanced application of the law of attraction. And if you would like to call in to join in on the discussion, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. The number again is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. I'm going to give you some information about Dr. Maloney to give him time to plug into the show to press 1. So I can just bring him in. Dr. Maloney has been a therapist, executive, consultant, and faculty member for over 40 years. And about 4 years ago, he converted his entire life to helping people as a life and law of attraction coach. And Dr. Maloney has helped thousands worldwide. He has two books out. One book is called Focus, Change, and the second book is The Spark Within Us. And both are available from bookstores around the country. But right now, the fastest delivery is from Amazon.com. And he is also an associate in Talk Fusion, a wonderful opportunity that is growing at an explosive rate worldwide. And it's rated number one by Alexa. And this is an opportunity that if you have heard of Facebook, it is the newest video version that will far exceed the popularity of Facebook. And you can get instant pay. As I said before, Dr. Maloney is a co-author of Focus Change, and he's the co-author of The Spark Within Us. So, without further ado, I would like to plug in Dr. Maloney. Just a moment. Greetings, Dr. Maloney. Hello?
Hi, is that me?
Yes, is this Dr. Maloney?
No, this is Hugh Charleston. How are you?
Hi, Hugh. How are you?
Terrific. He's not with us yet?
I was looking for his number. Okay. It's,
should be 386 number.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Hi,
oh,
Dr. Maloney. I didn't see you press one, so I wasn't sure of the number. Okay, so thank you for joining.
And my pleasure.
I've given a brief introduction about the law of attraction. So as I've mentioned to people, you and I were introduced by Hugh, the young man that I plugged in a moment ago. And we have had a few conversations, and I've always enjoyed our conversations. And you are also a Blog Talk Radio host. So what I want to do is just have you tell the listening audience the reason why you decided to, after having been in the field of education and a psychologist, why you decided to become a law of attraction coach and to really pursue this.
That's a fascinating question. By the way, let me congratulate you on your selection to the Aetna calendar. I don't know if you've shared that with your listeners yet, but that's quite an honor.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I was very, very pleased with that. Very happy.
I imagine. Yeah, that's quite an honor. Well, anyway, after a little over 40 years of being a therapist, executive consultant, and a faculty member, the thing about being a therapist is the people that you have coming to you are usually referred to you because of a mental illness of some kind. And in the first visit, I can do a 45-minute to a one-hour assessment. And while at the end of that assessment, I could probably tell them exactly what they need to do, but they wouldn't buy it at that point, nor would they believe it. And so you have to work with them for a while, and at best, you're going to facilitate them to come to that conclusion. Well, after a while, that can become very stressful, and actually on both parties, both the client and the therapist, and you reach a point of being burnout. And what made me decide to convert my life was, as a coach of any kind, no one needs to be fixed. You just give them tools, techniques, and processes and work with them on whatever their goal is and help them through that. If they apply those tools, techniques, and processes consistently, by the way, I loved your explanation of the law of attraction, one of the best I've ever heard. That's what it's all about, folks. It's not complicated. Most people are not aware that they have birthrights when they come into this physical world. And those birthrights, very simply, are joy, freedom, and growth. Well, we tend to lose sight of that as we get caught up in what I term the game of life. And if you're familiar with electronic games, you play them, but you're playing them in accordance with someone else's programming and someone else's parameters, never realizing that you could be the creator of your own version of the game of life, write your own programs, your own parameters, and it's simply by the vibrations that you put out as to whether or not you will attract what it is that you want to manifest.
That is, that's so powerful. And you know what? It sounds so very simple, because when I saw the movie The Secret, I saw it when it first came out. It came out, I think, right during the summer, and I got it in August. I said, wow, I'm going to do this in 2006. I'm going to do this. My life is going to change. And I'm still doing it. I'm still applying it. I've gotten a lot better. But it seems so easy. It sounds so simplistic. And what you said is, which is really important, is that because we've been programmed, and that's what I tell people, you have to deprogram the computer, because people use religion, and they think that that's the panacea. You know, if I go to church and I talk to God, then God would take away all my problems. No. Mm-hmm. If I go to the mosque, then Allah would take away all my problems. No. If I chant, if I'm Buddhist, then my problems would go away. No. Because God, Allah, the universe, says it's always working in your best behalf. But what happens, we don't believe it. The programming on the third dimensional plane tells you, you can believe that all you want, but the economy does dictate your finances, and the economy has nothing to do with your wealth. But, and people go to church every Sunday, or they go to their religious institutions, and they get filled with the Spirit. And then on Monday, they're worrying about their bills. So,
bingo.
Obviously, they don't believe what their religion tells them, because you wouldn't worry if you did. And so The Secret came out to deprogram us, and because we've been programmed for 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it takes focused concentration. And when I've talked with you, as well as with another very close friend of mine, it makes so much sense. But it's like anything. You have to exercise that muscle of your brain in terms of taking all those things that you've been programmed to believe that are not in alignment with God, Jehovah, Allah, whatever name, creator. And most people are not in alignment with what they say they believe. They don't really believe it. They're not in alignment with it.
You got it. That's hitting the nail on the head. The other interesting piece is that, you know, a lot of people associate with, and you touched on this a little bit earlier, what I term is the misery loves company crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You can always find someone who's complaining about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're hanging around with those people, if you have enough tools, techniques, and processes to keep that from having an effect on you, then you probably won't be hanging around with them anyway. But if you do not, it's going to have an effect. And all of that programming started back long before we could probably even talk. And what happened was a series of well-intentioned adults, with your best intentions in mind, at least from their perspective, told you, well, if you work very hard and you struggle a lot, you might get lucky and maybe you'll make some modicum of success. Okay.
Repeat that.
Boy.
Repeat that, Dr. Malone. I love that. I love that. Repeat what you just said. I love that. Because people really believe that.
Oh, yeah. And as I say, that's programmed into them from well-intentioned adults. If you work very hard and you struggle, you know, nose to the grindstone, shoulder to the wheel kind of approach, and you're very lucky, you might have some modicum of success. Well, that turns out to be probably some of the worst advice that you can ever be given. And I don't know if all of your listeners are familiar with him, but there's a gentleman named Les Brown, who is a motivational speaker who was classified as being ineducable when he was in school. Oh, you're the dumb twin. That's what they told him. He was helping his mother to clean some offices in an office building, and the one office that he went into and most preferred to clean was a gentleman who was playing motivational tapes all the time. They got into Les Brown's belief system. Eventually, he decided, you know, I've got all this stuff inside me. I can share it with people. Well, he may have been defined as ineducable, but he was not. He learned a whole lot from that, and now he's a very successful motivational speaker.
He surely is.
That he was called the dumb twin. So what it has to do with is your belief system. So if you accept all this well-intentioned advice, or classification if you prefer, you're probably going to be thinking negatively, feeling negatively, and that will govern your life. The universe cannot sort out contradictory vibrations. So if while you're sitting there saying, gee, I would love to have my ideal home, you know, wouldn't that be nice? And even if you go and look at pictures of it, etc., there's this little voice inside you that pops up and says, ha, you can't afford that. What are you talking about? You're going to have to work for years, or somebody's going to have to leave you some money, or, gee, you're going to have to win the lottery in order to get that. Those are all negative thoughts and feelings. And if that is predominant or shares an occupied place in your life, that's the vibration you're going to be putting out. As I said, the universe cannot sort out a contradiction. What's the strongest vibration you're putting out? Oh, what you don't want, what you don't have, and that's what it will attune to.
And you know what's really interesting is when people go to the mosque, the synagogue, the church, the temple, whatever their religious institution is, because they're well-intentioned. And they pray, and they're like, Lord, why haven't you blessed me? But then at the same time, they're asking God the same question over and over and over and over again, which means that you don't really believe that it's already there and that you can have it. Because if you did, you wouldn't keep repeating the same question. Because we've been taught religion and not spirituality. So most people don't know, they don't know how to do it, because when they go to churches and the synagogues and the temples and whatever, the person in charge, the clergy person, doesn't know how to do it either. So he or she is passing on bad or wrong information, and people take that. So every Sunday they're going for the fix. It's like a drug. They're going for the fix for God to fix them, when in fact it's already been resolved. Whatever you want is already there, because that's the way the universe is. You put it out there. If you truly want it, it's there for the taking, but we don't believe it, so it never can show up. If you're looking for your health to be improved, but you keep looking to doctors to fix you, because it all begins within you. You have to start within you, so then the universe, the creator, God, whatever, can take that belief and then magnetize it. That's how people have had spontaneous healings, because they didn't believe what the doctor said. They knew within themselves that they had the power within themselves, along with the supreme being called God, that they could heal themselves. And I'm not discounting doctors, but it's not their job to fix you. It's not their job to heal you. It's not the economy's job or the government's job to fix your wealth consciousness. It's an internal job. And what I found in teaching college, in psychology, one of the classes I taught a couple of years ago, in a traditional psychology book, they said people who look at the news every single day, several times during the day, are the highest recipients of cancer. Now, this is a traditional psychology class that I taught. They said whenever people keep looking, because you're repeating bad information over and over and over again, and I've said to people, the news is not going to change from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It's not going to change. But there are people who look at it from sunup to sundown, and they are at the highest rate of receiving cancer. And I said, wow, because you're feeding your brain negative information constantly. And so it ends up depleting the immune system. Or if we get stuck in the energetic grid of depression or sadness or fear or doubt, and if we're in relationships that breed sadness or fear or anger or whatever, everything around you is vibrating at that frequency. So even though you may not think you are at that frequency, you are. Because like you said, misery loves company. And so that person's energy is spilling over into your world.
And that's absolutely accurate. I have a friend who's a neuropsychologist, and she describes what you're talking about. It's like planting a weed in your brain. And no matter how healthy the plants are around that, the weed is going to try and take over. And the more you nurture that we, the more it's going to take over. Until eventually, you know, there's nothing but bad vibrations coming out of you. And if you don't realize that, and you don't get about weeding your own garden, which is changing your frame of reference, and you had mentioned the emotional scale earlier, I divide the emotional scale into two basic categories. The bottom end is fear-based.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the stress, worry, depression, all of those negative things. Okay. Those things, and if you're a spiritual person, those things do not come from God, folks. They're from the other side. But, okay, we're not going to go into that. At the top end of the scale, you've got joy, bliss, and all of happiness, gratitude,
mm-hmm.
all of those things. Okay. So for most people, making the jump from worry and stress, they're going to, well, first of all, the news has a negative impact on that. The next
mm-hmm.
thing that has a negative impact on that, I don't know anyone of all the thousands of clients that I've assisted who didn't come to me and say, well, you know, every month when I'm paying my bills, I'm worried. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I'm going to run out of money before I run out of month. I said, okay,
mm-hmm.
why don't you change perspective? And if you don't mind, I'll share with your listeners an advanced technique that allows you to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, for those who have a checking account, if you don't, you can make up a check. Write the check to yourself in pencil for $1,000 to start with. And then picture what you're spending that $1,000 on. Now, you're not actually going to do it, but you're going to imagine what you're spending it on. Every day thereafter, you're going to double it. So the first day you make it out for $1,000, the second $2,000, then $4,000, and you keep on doubling it. The key is to imagine every time you change the amount what you are spending that on. When it gets up into large amounts of money, you are then picturing your ideal house, which you can now pay cash for. That will put you a lot closer to putting out positive vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an exercise that works for a lot of people. The other piece is when you're paying your bills once a month, instead of being worried and stressed about it, be grateful that you have the money to pay the bills you're paying, and then keep repeating to yourself, I'm going to attract, and you pick the number, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times what I'm paying for this bill.
Mm-hmm.
That will make it a positive experience and get you out of the negativity.
And that is so wonderful. And you know what, some people might say, well, that wouldn't work because I know that I don't have the money. At the same time, I tell people, let me tell you something. If you're dealing with an unknown, faith and fear, both of those are dealing with the unknown. Things haven't happened yet. Why
mm-hmm.
not give the faith a chance? Because most people worrying is the fear-based thing. A lot of times people are worrying about things that probably would never happen. So I said, rather than worrying about it, why not go on the other side, the God side, the Allah side, the Creator side, especially since most people in this country say that they're religious, spiritual,
uh-huh.
What happens is they cancel it out because they speak what they don't have, and faith is the evidence of things unseen. But their
That's
mouths
it.
And their belief system always cancels it out. When I hear a lot of faith-based people, religious people, they're constantly saying what they don't have. So then I said, well, you're not giving the Creator anything to work with because you don't believe in the very premise of your religion. Because it's faith, that's what faith is the evidence of things unseen. So to say, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough, then God has to say, okay, you know, you're about to come into an inheritance, but since you say that you don't have, I have to give you what you say you don't have.
That's it.
You keep saying that, I have to listen to you and give you the essence of what you say you don't have. And also, it's like what you said, which was so important. Sometimes it isn't, sometimes you're living with people or in the company of people who are very low vibrational. And no matter how much you try, their energy is all around you and it's permeating your health, it's permeating your spirit, and a lot of people are not aware of this because I was talking to a friend of mine today and she was making me aware of some of the things that I've said. Because you're not aware. You think you're aware, but like she said, if she uses that example, too, of a weed. Every time she sees a weed in her brain of doubt, she said, okay, you thought you were going to get in there. I'm going to pull you out. I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I see you. Because she's becoming more aware of what she thinks. She's not an automatic pilot. She's becoming more aware of what she says. And what happens is, if you're in a relationship, the person's going to have to float out of your life if you let the person go. And most of us hold on to situations that no longer serve us. And we then cannot receive our blessing, because the thing that is blocking your blessing, you're staring it in the face, be it a job or whatever. And people don't move out of it because of fear, and it's fear-based. So the whole thing is, we have to really commit to, and when you were talking to me before, I love how you do this. We have to commit to, you're going to either, and my one of my best friends says, you know, you're going to either believe it or you're not. She was like, people need to stop straddling the fence. You're either going to believe that what you say works or leave it alone. And there's no judgment. You're going to have to believe in your belief system, your religion or whatever, and believe it no matter what your lying eyes tell you, or leave it alone.
That's it. And that is the bottom line. You know, everyone's heard the expression, seeing is believing. What most people have not had any exposed to them is believing is seeing. And there were some experiments done in Russia, China, and the United States quite a few years ago. They took a DNA sample from an individual, vacuumed, sucked out everything from a vacuum tube, put the DNA sample in there. Of course, you can't take out the neurons, protons, and all the electrons and all that stuff. Okay, they sealed it up, initially put it in another room, and ran the individual through a bunch of film, audios, all kinds of things to get them on an emotional roller coaster ride. When they went back and retrieved the DNA and pulled it out, the neurons, electrons, etc., had retained the shape of the last emotional mood that he affected his DNA in a separate mood, a room. They then went and repeated that experiment 400 miles away. The results were exactly the same. That is quantum physics, proving that your vibrational output has an effect on things around you.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what we're looking at, be it our furniture, our house, where we live, whatever, it may appear to be solid to you, and this is realities in the perception. If you look at your hand with your naked eye, it's going to look pretty solid. You put your hand under a powerful electronic microscope, you're going to discover it's not as solid as you thought it was. Reality is frequently in the perception. So, believing is seeing. If you have sufficient belief, you can move on beyond the weeds that you might discover growing internally.
Mm-hmm. I think that's powerful. And the key thing is to admit to yourself. And that's the hardest thing, because I had to do a self-inventory with myself. Because when you really start admitting to yourself that there's no one blocking you but you, mm-hmm. and that you have energies around, that whatever is in your life, you've allowed it to happen in your life, be it an illness or whatever, it's a consciousness. Because the belief systems that most of us have say that you can have perfect health, wealth, and relationships. And if we don't have that, it means that it's something that we're holding on to in our consciousness that's blocking it. And we're not aware of it. And for most of us, and I had to look at myself too and come to terms with this, for most of us, we don't want to take responsibility for that. Because we think if we sit down and take personal responsibility, it will make us wrong. And we can't be wrong, especially if we're a parent or if we're a person who's a clergy person, or if we're in a responsible leadership role, we can't be wrong. So we can't admit to ourselves that we have insecurities and frailties. And that ego is the thing that stops us from going to the next level of having the divine life we came here to have. So this show is for everyone listening, because I'm looking at some numbers too. That I recognize, for everyone listening to please listen, because sometimes when you're having discussions, and one of my close friends was having a discussion with me today, and I told her, I said, you know, what you're telling me today makes me feel uncomfortable. And I said, you know, and it's ticking me off. I said, but you know, I prayed for you to tell me this because it's what I need. And so, sometimes I start giving people information. I mean, I'm doing that, and I've got it, and so can I back off? Because the whole thing is if we had everything in alignment, the money would be flowing. So it's something that is not in alignment for the reason why the money isn't there. And I see her money flowing. So I'm paying attention in my discussion with you. I've seen how you've amassed wealth. So I'm like, okay, that gets my attention. I'm sitting here. So I told her, I said, you know what? My ego and my personality would have me argue with you. I said, but my super consciousness knows that what you're saying is true. So if
Absolutely.
It's making any of you feel uncomfortable what I'm saying, it means that the higher part of you wants you to listen to this so you can truly change your lives. If someone is always saying things to you that makes you feel comfortable, you're not growing. You're not growing. It's just like when your foot grows in a shoe. You know that your foot is growing because the shoe becomes uncomfortable. And if you keep trying to put your foot in the same shoe, it means that you don't want to go along with the change. So this show is designed to make people relook and rethink some things. Okay, we're going to come back with Dr. Maloney after this commercial break. And for those of you who are listening, this is Higher Consciousness. And please feel free to call in because he has a wealth of information and knowledge. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. The number again is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And we will return after this brief commercial break.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Greetings, everyone. This is Professor Jamila Franklin returning, and our topic tonight is the advanced application of the Law of Attraction. And most of you are familiar with the DVD, The Secret. And The Secret was based on the information from Abraham Hicks, and I've talked about that a couple of shows before. So this is the advanced show to give people more information. Dr. Maloney, because I know in some of your seminars you and I have talked about how you've done this, how can people, because a lot of people I know are in their heads, and they really believe that they are applying the spiritual principles, and we're not. We're not if your life is not flowing with abundance or the health or whatever, you're not in alignment with the laws, and there's no right or wrong because the universe is begging you to ask the right questions. And we keep asking disenfranchised questions like, why me? Why did this happen to me? And so the universe will say, yeah, you're right. It did happen to you, and we will give you more of what you're complaining about as opposed to why is this happening for me, not to me. It's to shift you to see how you can get to the next level. Whenever you're asking a to-me question, that's a powerless question. When you're asking a for-me question, why is this happening for me, the universe will give you the answer that you're seeking. So how can people really get out of their heads and get what they really say that they want?
Yeah, that's a dynamite question. I appreciate you asking that. A lot of people have no difficulty in picturing what they don't want and concentrating on what they don't want. And one of the simplest methods, let me go back. I'll go a little bit further with the example. Suppose you're thinking, I want to live a financially free life. Now, I suggest to people what you really want is an abundant life, and that does not just involve money. But so anyway, so let's say they say, I want to live a financially free life. And what happens the minute they speak those words, a little voice comes up inside them and says, well, you don't have it now. What makes you think you can get it? You haven't worked hard enough. You don't deserve it. You're not you're not worthy of it, etc. And they go, oh, maybe that's true. Maybe I need to think about that. So what are you focusing on? The negativity, the wrong vibrations, what you don't have, not what you do want. So there's an exercise called contrast to clarity. And what you do is you draw a line down the center of the page. And on the left-hand side, you write the word contrast. On the right-hand heading, you put the word clarity. Go down and go ahead and list all the things you don't want. Then you go back up to the top of the list and express what you put in terms of what you don't want in terms of what you do want. So let's say you don't want to have insufficient money when you get to the end of the month. Okay, that's if you put out that vibration, that's you're going to wind up with more problems. What you want to do is convert that to a positive affirmation. I do want financial freedom. It's that simple. You go down through the whole list, crossing out what's on the left-hand side and emphasizing the positive on the right-hand side. And when you get done, what I recommend to all of my clients is that they start a daily gratitude journal and, you know, list 10 to 12 things that you were grateful for that day. When you get done with that, then go to focusing on what you're trying to attract. And I don't like that word trying. What I typically tell my clients is what you want to attract.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I don't like the term trying is I will say to clients, okay, when this, well, I'll try. Okay, are you sitting down? Well, yes, I am. Okay, I don't want you to do it, but try to stand up. Don't do it, just try to stand up. The operative phrase that you get back is, well, I can't. I either do or I don't. You got it. That's it. You either do or you don't. There is no trying. So If you will take processes, tools, techniques, and apply them consistently, after a while, you can get out of the habit of having that little voice that pops up saying, well, you don't have it now. What makes you think you're going to get it? And you'll be in charge. Some people have referred to that ego problem as, okay, my monkey brain keeps popping in. Well, it's your brain. And so if you like, and it helps you to picture more clarity, name that pet, whatever it is, whatever your favorite animal is. You know, if it's a monkey, okay, Harold, go in the corner. I don't want to listen to you right now. You're not suppressing or repressing it. What you're saying is, I am no longer going to focus on the negative. It's not going to do any good to feed that into me because that's not it. I'm not going to do it. And what I really recommend is the simplest method is a method called the Sedona method. And you ask yourself, what benefit those negative feelings, emotions, or thoughts are having for you in the here and now, and what benefit they might have for you in the future. And if the answer is none, can you let them go? Will you let them go? And when will you let them go? And then
repeat,
just let
that.
Them go.
I love that. So if you're in focusing on a negative situation, be it a relationship, talking about, it's like a 45 record, I'm dating myself, or an album, and it has a scratch in it, and people get stuck in the story. They keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. Years down the road, they keep talking about the same story. So it has to keep showing itself up because you're stuck in the story. So if you're still talking about, you know, I don't have money, my relationship is not working, whatever. Like you said, what benefit, how are you getting served? Some people say it unconsciously because they're in the feeling of feeling like a victim. And if some kind of way, if they can get enough sympathy, then they can make the boss, everybody would go into the office and beat up on the boss, and the boss would stop treating them poorly. Or they would beat up on the spouse, and the spouse would get it together. And so I think sometimes it's like a hidden benefit when people keep, when we do that. It's like we unconsciously want somebody to make that other person change, and it doesn't work like that.
Absolutely not. And that victim mentality is probably the biggest drain on anyone putting out positive vibrations that there is. Because if you're a firm believer that life happens to you, not because of you, or not for you, that's the victim mentality. And I've known people who have for their entire lives gotten into their 40s and 50s, well, life happens to me, what am I supposed to do? It's not my fault. And they get into playing the blame game, and it's the miserable boss, or it's the rotten company, or it's the terrible economy, or whatever. And every night that gets reinforced on the news. My first recommendation to them is, give up the news for a while until we work with you. Because it's having an effect on you. Once you get to the point that you have sufficient tools, techniques, and processes that you no longer have that news or whatever you're stressing over now have an effect on you, then maybe you can go back to watching it. But I don't know why you would do that.
Right. I don't. I mean, it's the same information. I said, whatever I need to know, people would tell me in sound bites. I don't need to get caught up with all that because it doesn't do anything for your emotional nor your physical health. They've done some studies with that. You know, look at it once a day maybe, or once a week maybe, because it's the same information.
Uh-huh. And for a lot of people, that's difficult. Why? Because they're addicted.
Yeah.
And what happens is, I'm so used to bad news, if I don't have any, I don't know how to act. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You just summed up your problem. I've actually had one client I think it's 2 years ago now, called me up and said, you know, I'm not going to be able to make next week's session. And I said, why is that? He said, well, I just left my doctor's office, and he tells me I have terminal cancer. I said, excuse me? And he repeated it and said, I don't have very long to live, according to my doctor. I said, okay, wait a minute. Did your doctor tell you you are terminal cancer? He said, well, I am terminal. I said, okay, do you believe that? He was, well, the doctor knows what he's talking about. I said, no, the doctor knows what the evidence is telling him in terms of a diagnosis. He doesn't know what your belief system is. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, how much faith have you got? How strong is your belief system? How much control do you have over your own ego? He said, well, I don't want to die. I said, no, that's negative. Stop. Put it in positive terms. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to live for a long time. I said, good. Write that down. Put sticky notes on everything you can see. Focus on nothing but that. And call me back next week. Okay, I will. I said, good. Glad to hear it. How often are you going to do that? He said, I'll put it on my mirror. I'll put it everywhere. Yeah, in my car, every place. He called me back the following week. He said, well, I have an appointment with my doctor in the next week, and I'm going back. I said, okay, keep it up. Keep doing it. He went back the next week, called me up immediately after the doctor's appointment. We weren't even scheduled. He says, I got to talk to you for a minute. Go ahead. He says, you're a miracle worker. I said, no, I'm not. What are you talking about? The doctor says there's no sign of cancer in my entire body. I said, well, pat yourself on the back and be grateful.
Wow.
I didn't do it. You did. Through faith and belief and trusting in whoever your creator is. And he goes, you know, you're right. I said, there you go. See you next week.
Wow. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. And people would say, oh, okay, I got it. Because I've done that in some situations. But then the brain would take them back to the old belief patterns. And so what you're saying is so important. If anyone wants, it's just like someone, any addict. If you want to change your behavior, you have to change your environment. Mm-hmm. You have to change the people that you're talking to, the things that you're looking at, your conversations, your internal dialogue is the first place. Because everything around you can be very positive. And if you hold on to some belief system from your parents, from their relationships, and what you said before was so important. And Yanli Van Zandt talks about this too. A lot of us heard negative conversations amongst our parents when we were in utero in the mother's womb. Mothers and fathers were fighting, and babies listen. They can hear even though they're in the womb, because babies that come out colicky are colicky because the mother was under a lot of stress. So the baby comes out into an environment of a father not being supportive or a mother not being nurturing, and the child takes that on. So they then attract spouses or loved ones who are like their parents.
And
they
that's
repeat
the
pattern.
Absolute truth. That's
they repeat
it.
The
and
pattern.
It happens over and over and over, and then they'll pass it on to their children, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So there's, you know, the expression in the Bible about the sins of the parents. Well, that's causal. It happens because of just what you're talking about. They heard the fights. They heard the argument. They heard the stresses before they even got physically into this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has an effect. So what are they pre-programmed for? I'm colicky. I'm fussy. I want attention. and that's mm-hmm. what you're going to encounter. Okay.
Or I'm a victim. If, as a mother, has that, been in an abusive relationship, then the child in utero is taking that energy on and ends up in abusive relationships
mm-hmm.
until people connect the dots. Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many clients I run into with exactly that. You know, well, my mom was abused, and now my husband's abusing me. What do I do about it? Okay. Why are you taking on what you remember from your mother? You know, that's not yours. You can change it. And, you know, you just simply have to give up being a victim. And sometimes, by them becoming a little more communicative about their feelings, the spouse has said, whoa, you know, maybe I have been verbally abusive. Maybe I have gone overboard. And in some instances, they wind up getting out of the relationship because it will never be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But they attracted it to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So whether people realize it or not, the law of attraction is working every single day in their lives. You need to make the determination of what you're going to attract and give up the negative vibrations that you're putting out. Is that easy to do? No. Is it going to happen instantly? No. The neat thing about the Sedona method is, what benefit do these thoughts, feelings, and emotions have for me in the here and now? And if the answer is none, and what benefit will they have in the future? And if the answer is none, can I let them go? Will I let them go? When will I let them go? And the answer to that is now. You may have to repeat that quite a few times until you finally begin to notice they diminish and eventually go away.
Wow. Can you repeat that, the questions again for those those in the listening audience who really, really want to make change happen? What Dr. Maloney is giving so freely of his time are techniques that his clients pay. And they pay well for his services. And he's giving away very, very, very good information and advice. If you really want your life to change, and your life can change, it can definitely change. This time next year, you can have the life that you truly want if you believe it. And it's like exercise. You don't get developed muscles in your arms in one day. You have to constantly work at it, constantly do what you know is going to promote the outcome that you want. So, but it does, you can definitely get to the end result. If you go to the gym and stick to the program, the same thing with this. If you follow the techniques that Dr. Maloney is sharing with you this evening, you would definitely see a change, and it will happen faster rather than later. And the more committed you are, the faster you will see the results. And if you stick with this no less than 30 days, you would definitely see some positive benefits. Like his client saw benefits in a week. This happens because you're speaking positive things over your life and over your body, and change has to happen. That's a spiritual law. That's a metaphysical law.
That's absolutely true. And the Sedona method boils down to, quite simply, as those negative feelings, emotions, and thoughts pop up, you acknowledge that they're there. You don't try to, you know, stuff them. You say, okay, why am I having this? What benefit is that thought, feeling, emotion, whatever, having for me in the here and now? And if the answer is none, what benefit will it have for me in the future? And the answer is none, then can I let it go? Will I let it go? And when will I let it go? And the appropriate answer there is now. Now, for some people, it helps putting that in an imaginary bubble in front of them, that negative feeling, emotion, etc. Putting it in an imaginary bubble in front of them, letting it rise ever higher in the sky until eventually it bursts and dissipates. You may have to repeat that many times, but as you do, you should begin to notice that those negative emotions and vibrations will diminish, and eventually you have control of them.
Wow. That is wonderful. That's wonderful. So if anyone would like to call, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. This is such very good information. because you see people not intentionally doing things that are fear-based, and it has nothing to do with their educational level. As a matter of fact, sometimes the more educated people are, the more stuck in fear they can become. They start believing in these institutions and all that because they're trained to not think outside of the box, and they've become very conventional in their thinking. So what we're sharing with you tonight are practical ways in which you can use whatever your belief system is, and the book within your belief system, the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, whatever that book is, because for a lot of people, it's a historical text. They don't know how to apply those philosophies or those tenets within their religious books. They just don't know how to do it. They listen to the preacher, the rabbi, the imam give them directions as to how to apply it, but they don't personally know how to personalize it and apply these beliefs. And so what you're doing now is just breaking it down into small bits of information that are palatable for people to understand and for people to be able to apply this information on a day-to-day, moment-by-moment basis. Every moment, be aware of your thoughts. You're not paranoid about it, but just say, does this make me feel good? Like you said, what benefit is it providing? And if you feel your stomach in a knot, ask yourself, okay, what thought am I having? Because this thought does not make me feel good. Can I let it go?
And the interesting thing, that's fascinating because you just once again summed it up beautifully. But the interesting thing is, I divide mind into the conscious and subconscious. There are more divisions than that, but for the sake of this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And what most people don't realize is that they can actually function in everyday life at the subconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
It is the conscious mind that does the daydreaming. It is the conscious mind that does the creativity. It is the conscious mind that goes off and says, ooh, wouldn't it be nice if I had a car like the one I just saw? That's all in the conscious mind. So most people are not paying attention to what their subconscious mind is doing, the
right
decisions it's making, nor the reactions that it has to situations until they've learned to focus on it. So
right,
sometimes it takes introspection. And if you haven't ever done that, I would suggest you might want to give it a try because
mm-hmm.
it will tell you what your reactions are, actuality, and you can change them.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell people who are not familiar with those terms, because I have people of all age groups, the subconscious mind and what exactly that means? And
yeah, the subconscious mind is that section of the mind, brain, that really operates your autonomic system, you know, your breathing, your heart rate, and all that stuff. But in addition, because of the programming that we were talking about earlier that goes on, starting way before you can talk, it has a lot of old tapes, if you will. And those tapes are based on whatever information you got from well-intentioned adults that are programmed in there. So, you know, if your parents fought about money, that's probably a tape that's in there. If your parents told you you're going to have to work hard, keep your shoulder to the wheel, your nose to the grindstone, etc., that tape is in there. So in order to be aware of that, the next time you're thinking of what you do want to attract, see what comes up. That's one way
mm-hmm.
to get an indication of what exists in your subconscious mind. It's not necessary to be familiar with all of the clinical terms, nor is
right.
it necessary to be a quantum physicist. It's just
right.
a matter of understanding.
Exactly. And people, I think a lot of people want to really make some serious changes in their lives, and they've heard about The Secret. Some of them have even seen the DVD, and that's one of the criticisms now floating around. A lot of people are saying that it wasn't practical, and people tried it and they believed it. They applied some of the principles and they just didn't work for them because people don't really understand. And I had to learn this too for myself, that our experiences are so layered that people are thinking, okay, I just go out and I believe positive things, and so tomorrow my world will be different. No, it's layered. You have a lot of the things like you were talking about before in terms of that are buried within the subconscious mind, because you have all the stuff from your parents, from your environment, those conversations. The brain is very active. It soaks up everything around it. So you might think, and this is what I've said to a friend of mine who looks at CSI shows a lot. I said, you know, mm-hmm. that's really going into your brain. No, I'm not paying attention to it. It's just background noise. She said practically every part of her body operated on. And she's not making the connection.
Uh-huh.
It's all people being literally cut up, and she's being cut up literally in terms of surgeries. She's not making the connection. And I've tried several times, and she's not seeing the connection that negative information is being buried in her subconscious mind, and it's playing itself out and wreaking havoc in her body. You
and
know,
that's the absolute truth. It does. And what they don't realize is that, you know, once you're into that victim mentality, et cetera, you know, and you believe that life happens to you, not because of you, you no longer have control. You're not taking control. You don't know what to do about it. And basically you're sitting there, okay, I'm a victim. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes part of your life. Ergo, mm-hmm. you're putting out those vibrations. And as long as you continue to do that, that's what you're going to attract. More of, you know, you've heard the expression, I'm your worst nightmare. Well, you're your own worst nightmare in that instance. And
mm-hmm.
it's just amazing. For some people, they need assistance. I have often said, you know, whatever you call it, we all have a handbook that was left by the Creator for us to follow. Most people won't even go to the trouble of reading it. They simply want to go to church once a week or whatever, synagogue, and listen to somebody else telling them who's probably as messed up as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're taking that individual's words for this is all you have to do. You know, you're all sinners, and probably if you don't straighten out your lives, you're going to go to hell. Well, that's not what the book says, but okay, believe it if you want to. Then on Monday morning, what happens? Life starts over with all of its stressors, with all of its bad economy, with everything else, and so you're right back in the same old rat race.
Mm-hmm. And
you can
break
it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if anyone has any questions, feel free to call us. I see several people on the board. The number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. So the goal of the show is also for people not to beat up on themselves, and that's not what we're doing either. Like I said, I was talking to one of my close friends today who is very good for helping me monitor what I say, because you say things unconsciously until you really, really are on top of your inner dialogue. And she was listening to me. She said, well, because I thought my speech was on point. I didn't think that I had said anything that was not empowering. She said, oh, yeah, your whole conversation was with some things. She said, every time, and I like this, she said, every time you say the word, every time, always, as long as I can remember, and each time, she said that those words are really, really disempowering words, because when you put, based on what you put behind it, say, for instance, like some people would say, every time I apply for a job, I have a hard time. So the universe has to act that out for you. Every time you apply for a job, you will have a hard time. As opposed to every time I apply for a job, my experiences are always very positive. Then the universe has to give you that. God has to give you that. Whatever you say behind the words, like I am, it's the same thing. But every time, always, each time, and ever since I can remember, those are very powerful words. So you're saying to the universe, each time I say this, you have to give me what I'm saying with those words. If you say, every time I, like women who are dating, every time I meet a guy it always ends up bad. So the universe has, in the future, has to give you a person who is not going to be your life's mate. It has to show up that way. And the same thing, you know, if males are making those statements as well. So whatever is not working for us in our lives, we've made a statement and or had a thought, and we're passionate about it. That's another thing, too. It's not just like you say, oh, well, you know I'm not going to get a good job. No, people speak with passion. I know I'm not going to get a good job. It's never happened for me. And every time I look up, something bad keeps happening to me. And so the universe, and it's such a strong passion, and we keep repeating it, the universe has to say, okay, I have to give that to you tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day. And then people are praying to God and saying, God, why won't you rescue me? And then they blame Satan. I said, no, you put that in motion with your thoughts and your beliefs. You're attracted to you, that relationship, that those circumstances with your thoughts. So nothing can override that. God can't override that because your belief is not in what God has said in your religious book. Your belief is in what you're saying with your mouth and with your thoughts, and it has to show up. And I've seen it happen in my own life, and I've been able to connect the dots. I've seen it happen.
And I think that's the key. You know, some people need help with connecting the dots, and that's what we as coaches tend to do, is give them assistance connecting the dots. But they have to do it. And there isn't anyone who cannot do it if they really decide that's what they want to do. You know, if you're going to continue in the victim mentality, and that's going to be your entire life, you will continue to be a victim. If you have decided, I am no longer a victim, I'm not a victim, I'm not going to be a victim, guess what? That's putting out the same vibration, because it implies you are.
Right.
So you need to find a way to put that in positive terms. I have a great life. Things are wonderful. My relationships are working wonderfully. My job is working out, or I found what my real purpose is. All of those things are positive statements.
Right. Anytime you use the words not, listening audience, that's taking away your power. If you say, I'm not gaining weight, you're focused on gaining weight. So take the word not and just say, you know, I am living a healthy lifestyle. I am eating foods that maintain my ideal body weight. So like Dr. Maloney has stated, focus on what you want, on what you want, and take the not out. The not is very, very, it's taking away your power. It's disenfranchising you. So whenever you hear yourself saying, you know, I'm not going to go to work late, you end up going to work late because you focus on being late. So if you say, I'm going to go to work on time, that's the positive. So just take out the negative, because that's not what you want anyway, and focus on the positive. I'm going to get to work on time. I'm going to have healthy relationships. I'm going to be the best me I can be. And so just take the word not out of your vocabulary. And the word should also. Should and not really don't serve a purpose.
Now, there was a French pharmacist a whole lot of years ago who came up with the statement, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better.
I like that. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Sure.
The
every
mantra
day,
should be for everyone.
That's right. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. And that is totally positive.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep saying it and you can take it into your heart and believe it, guess what? Every day and every way, you'll be getting better and better.
That is so powerful. That is so powerful. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. That, and it feels good. Whenever you say that phrase, it feels good. You know? And as opposed to saying, I am not a failure, that doesn't feel good, even though you think you're being positive. By saying,
you're
I am not.
Not
a failure, it doesn't feel good, because you feel the sinking feeling with the word failure. But if you say, every day in every way, I am getting better and better in every way, you know, that's so refreshing and so affirming, and it's reaffirming positive thoughts.
And that's what people need to learn to use. If you can do, you know, we all learned In the early days of school, mathematics, we all went through, you know, times table, what do I need that for? Anyway, and in the early days, that was done through rote memory. Okay, now they've got other methods, but whatever. If you keep putting something into your being and you accept it and you can believe it, remember what I said earlier, believing is seeing. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, you can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
That was Napoleon Hill that said that.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. And even if it's not in your present environment or circumstances, say, for instance, if you're living in one room, in a rooming house, and you really want to own your own home, start walking, if you don't have a car, get in the neighborhood of what you want, metaphorically as well as physically. Go to neighborhoods that represent what you consider to be an affluent lifestyle. If you want to have a better job, why talk to people who don't have a job? If you want to be in a positive relationship, why talk to people who are not in a positive relationship or who don't have one? We do the complete opposite. We surround ourselves sometimes with the complete opposite of what we want because we don't want to hurt other people's feelings. And sometimes we don't want people to think that we are leaving them behind. And that's what I said before, with any kind of addiction, because some of us are addicted to being victims. Whenever you give up an addiction to bad, not to bad, I don't like that word, but to negative vibrations, to negative lifestyles, it means you have to let something go. You're going to have to make a decision, as Dr. Maloney has said. You have to make a decision and a commitment to change your life. And it means that you can't bring everybody with you. It will mean you're going to have to let some people go. And you may even have to let part of you go in terms of your negative thinking. Because it's your negative thinking, like with myself, that attracted those situations to you to begin with. So we have to say, okay, I'm willing. And like Dr. Maloney said, you don't have to push the feelings down, but if it doesn't make you feel good, you can choose in this moment to let things go that make you sad. It's just that simple.
And I've had a number of clients ask me, okay, I need a magic wand. And I said, well, you have one. And they go, no, you need to give me the magic phrase that's going to do it for me. I said, no, you already have one. It all exists inside you.
Mm-hmm.
When you were sent to this physical environment, you were sent with the codified messages that you require to do whatever it is you want to do. Well, I can't be an astronaut. Oh, okay, as long as you keep saying that, you won't be. How old are you? Okay, so after a while, they begin to get the picture, and once they can work on consistently applying recognition of the negative vibrations, recognition of the negative feelings, recognition of the negative tapes that are playing inside of them, on all those messages, you can then begin to deal with them. Get the weeds out of your internal garden. It's no more complicated than that. And once you do that, you're going to find that your entire life is going to be completely different. And when Rhonda Byrne introduced The Secret, there's nothing new about the law of attraction. She wasn't telling the world something that hadn't existed for centuries. What she was doing was introducing the concept for those who may not have been familiar with it. Now,
right.
did they get into the total law of attraction? No. Because the coaches that she hired to work on that particular project came to her and said, wait a minute, this is how we make our living. We don't want to give away everything in this one film or this one DVD or this one book. So let's just tell them the basics. And that's what they did. It was to introduce the notion there is a universal law, and from my perspective, God created everything, including the 200 and some odd universal laws that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the spiritual laws that are out there. So they're not new, folks. It's just a matter of familiarizing yourself with the basics. And once you've done that, you need to consistently apply those tools, which will assist you to put out the appropriate vibrations. Once you do that, you will begin manifesting.
Well, and just surrounding yourself with positive information, like your books. I want us to talk more about your books, and we can talk about Talk Fusion in about 10 minutes. I want us to get into that. It will be very important as you shift and change. It's like I compare it to an addiction. Whenever a person is in an addictive frame of mind, you have to change your environment, and you have to change the things that you are used to being associated with, because if you don't, it will keep you in the addiction. I've seen people who say, I can be around smokers when they're trying to stop smoking, or I can be around alcohol when they're trying to stop drinking. I said, no, you can't. I said, because that would throw you back into the prior mode of thinking. I can be around people who are negative because this, I want to uplift them. I said, you don't have your legs strong yet. So you really can't do that because you would slip back into that environment of negative thinking. And so it's imperative that you read the books that I mentioned, like The Spark is Within Us from Dr. Maloney and his other book. What's your other book?
Focus Change.
Focus
Change.
It's a
guide to manifestation constructs, A Secret to a Potent and Successful Life. And both of those books I co-wrote with my wife, who is also a psychologist and an ordained minister. And what we did that in response to, I was getting a ton of requests from my clients, I wish I had a reference book that I could read in between our sessions. Okay, well, whatever. Anyway, so we put them both out, and I've had clients all over the world, come back into session and say, wow, I'm on my seventh reading, and each time I get something different out of it. And that's why I'm glad. I'm glad you find it helpful. This is like, $70,000 worth of coaching. Well, I don't know about that, but I'm glad you're getting something out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can people order the book if they want the book?
Well, you can either go to Amazon.com and put in the titles individually. The first one is Focus Change by the Drs. Maloney, Dr. Ed Maloney and Dr. Kathy Hurley Maloney. And
the Maloney is spelled
Moloney, right. And the books will pop up, and you can order them. They're about the fastest delivery right now. If they happen to be out of stock, you can go to publishamerica.com, go to the online bookstore, do the same thing with the titles individually, and they will pop up. They're available in a number of bookstores around the world, but sometimes if they're out of stock, it takes them a while to get a new supply in.
So you should surround yourself, listening audience, and members in the listening audience, with positive readings and books like the two that Dr. Maloney, that both Dr. Maloney and his wife co-authored, positive DVDs and CDs, positive people, because you can't grow if you're constantly surrounding yourself with people who are telling you how bad everything is and how things are just going to remain the same. Or if someone is a news addict, there's no way for you to grow because the person is constantly giving you bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news. So I'm not telling people to cut off the news. I do, and my godmother who's listening, I said, teases me about that. She said, how will you know what's going on? I said, because you would tell me. So I do. I really don't. I don't focus on it. And I have some, and that's my way of maintaining my peace. I'm not telling everyone that they should do what I do, but I did mention earlier, and this is true, in one of my psychology classes, they did state that people who look at the news routinely, particularly those who are news addicts, have a higher rate of cancer. And one of the instructors at one of the colleges where I taught had, I think she had like a double mastectomy, and she said, oh, yeah, I'm a news junkie. I didn't even tell her what the psychology book had talked about because she was an English professor. I said, I'm not even going to attempt to tell her this because in her mind, she couldn't see the connection. She wouldn't have been able to see the connection, and she was fixated, and she had cancer. So, she had cancer. So there's a strong correlation between, because it's negative information and it suppresses and depresses your immune system, and it makes sense. But So by surrounding yourself with positive information, positive people, positive CDs, positive books, after a while, like my friends, there was something that happened here in Atlanta, and I heard it on one of the gospel stations when I was driving in because my CD player in my car needs to be repaired. That's the only reason why I heard it. None of my friends even knew because we don't listen to the news. I had to get it from one of my students at the college because we are so tapped out of it. And most of my friends have excellent health. We don't have problems with our joints. Arthritis represents a stage of consciousness. All joint problems and all that, when people tell me different things that are happening in their bodies, it's usually a metaphysical cause, and I can usually connect it to a thought or a state of consciousness. So when you get rid of all of that stuff, your body is full of joy and happiness, and that produces endorphins and the chemicals in your body that will promote life, not reverse life. And the more fixated we are on diseases and some other things, we're just breaking down our bodies and tearing down our bodies. So if you want to change, the first thing is to change that other thing between the two of your ears, your brain, your thought processes. No matter how religious you are, it doesn't matter because most people cancel out their beliefs on Monday morning. They go right back to worrying and talking what they don't want. Oh, I don't have money. I'm on a fixed income. Or the weather is this, or the economy is this. But I said, but you were in church yesterday, or you were in the synagogue yesterday, or you were in the mosque yesterday. Yeah, but, and there's always a but.
Mm-hmm. Get your butt out of it. That's what I tell clients. The other interesting thing is that there's a thing, all cells have a memory. And there are neuropeptides that, you know, get generated from the brain. So everything that you think transfers via these neuropeptides to every cell in your body. So if you're exposing your own body to negative vibrations through the neuropeptides, the cells are going to get that message, and hence you will have health problems. If you can reverse that and you can get into the habit of being a positive, joyful person, you're going to notice that your health improves immensely. It just happens. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, they have therapy. I was, as you mentioned before, I'm in the Aetna Life Insurance Company's African American History Calendar. I was just so very blessed and so very honored to have been selected out of, there were 13 of us that were selected from all the people around the country in complementary health, and that's a major, major, major honor to have been included in that calendar. But they included us based on our practices and our research and our and what people have had to say about us as practitioners. But one of the medical doctors in there is someone who specializes in laugh therapy. And she came across this therapy when one of her close girlfriends died. And she sank into a deep depression. And the only thing that got her out of it was turning to comedy. And so now she's a medical physician, she's a medical doctor, but she also specializes in laugh therapy. And if you looked at her, she's in her 60s. She looks like she's in her 40s. Because it changes the chemicals within your body. And they now, a lot of medical schools are researching laugh therapy because what it does is it releases certain kinds of chemicals in the body that reverse aging, and those chemicals also reverse degeneration of the body.
And that's absolutely true. You know, we probably all at one time or other have heard the expression, laughter is the best medicine. Well, now they're finding out that there's scientific basis for that. So there you go.
That's very true. And what I wanted to do, too, before we end, if we have a few minutes left, is have people who are having concerns about their finances, and you were giving me information about this wonderful new medium called Talk Fusion that people can learn more about, and because there are people who are interested in finding out how can I increase my net worth, how can I increase my income by doing something that's fun, that's something that's not taxing, that's something that it's going to give something back to society, and there are different programs out there. So I wanted you to give people more information about that before.
No problem. Talk Fusion is, as Professor Franklin mentioned earlier, if you've heard of Facebook, Talk Fusion is going to be the next Facebook or bigger. And we all know how many people are on Facebook. It's into the billions. Anyway, Talk Fusion is a company that was started a little under 5 years ago by a former law enforcement officer who had gotten into what in those days was called network marketing. He was very successful at that, made enough money to where he could start his own company, went out and hired the finest programmers and staff he could get money could buy, and came up with 9 state-of-the-art, so far they're increasing every day, state-of-the-art video products, everything from video email to video newsletters, and it goes on and on and on. It can be used to promote anything, but the neat thing about it is it is an opportunity, and what the company is entirely based on is people helping people to help people. And it's an opportunity by getting other people involved, and as I say, it can be used to promote anything. I've increased my coaching practice and the sale of my books around the world through the use of the video emails. And what you do is you go in, you make a video email about whatever subject you want. You can post it on what's called the Fusion Wall, and that goes out to every social network there is. So it travels everywhere, and it can be used to promote anything. You can also do once a day, once a week, once a month, video newsletter, which includes video. A company which is in no way connected with Talk Fusion, one of the video leaders in the world called Cisco, says that by 2015, 95% of people will be using video, that the old email, black and white text, and, you know, first we had newspaper, which was the written word, and then we went to radio, which was the spoken word, then we went to TV, in which you could actually see people moving, and okay, it goes on and on and on until finally we're now in the age of video production. There's no monthly inventory. You can't warehouse any of the videos. You don't have to do a monthly ordering, and by simply paying a membership fee, it's $30 to get in, and you can pick whatever product level you want to get. The highest is $750. That will give you access to leaving no money on the table, and it's $35 a month, and that will give you access to all of the products. For those figures, your return can be phenomenal. There was a woman over in Russia who had 4 starving children. She was introduced to Talk Fusion. She said, well, I wish I had the money because I don't even know how I'm going to feed my children. And I said, well, if you could find money someplace, get in. Well, make a long story short, she did. She paid the money back that she borrowed to get in 3 weeks' time, and her nickname is now Rich Mama. If you'd like some more information, you can go to Tour, T-O-U-R, Talk, T-A-L-K, Fusion, Fusion.com/129-4476, and you can do the tour there, look around, get some idea of what it's, you know, what's going on. You will see over on the right-hand side of that website my phone number. If you have any additional questions, give me a call. I'll be happy to answer them for you. Also, you can go take a look at a live webinar. There are 20-some-odd done a day in all different kinds of languages by going to the number 1, the word hour, H-O-U-R, the number 2, retire.info. Take a look at the next webinar that's available in whatever language you want. Spend about 38 minutes watching it, and as I say, then you go back to the original site, the 129-4476, and that's where you can sign up to get in and or get my phone number, give me a call, and we can guide you through it. It's a business of people helping people. The other thing is, by getting other people involved, you can do that through infinity. The pay never quits. It never breaks off. It never spins out. You can just keep doing that forever. And there's a lot of people getting rich with this. It also involves instant pay. No other company in the world sends you a little plastic card, and 3 minutes after you get somebody else involved, you've got money on that card. You can spend it at the store. You can transfer it to your bank account. You can do whatever you want with it. It is absolutely a phenomenal opportunity. It's growing at an explosive rate worldwide, and some foreign countries, in most marketing organizations of this type that you know, have different levels, you might see somebody getting into the higher ranks, diamond above is what they call it, maybe once a year. Here, about every 10 days, we're putting 28 to 45 people in the diamond and up ranks. And there have been some people who have set some phenomenal records that have gone from like what they call three-star, which is a decent income, on up to triple diamond, which is a very decent income within 24 hours. It's just phenomenal what's going on. The network that we're in connects with the highest earner in Talk Fusion. He's a Vietnamese gentleman named Minh Ho, came over to this country, married an American lady named Julie. They were in the mortgage broker business, but we all know what happened to the real estate market. The same thing happened in the mortgage broker business. When Bob Reyna contacted Minh Ho and said, "Man, you got to get in this thing. It's growing like gangbusters." Minh said, "Bob, I just lost my house. It was foreclosed on. You know, I don't have any money. What am I going to do?" He said, "Well, find the money. You got to get in this thing." Minh Ho actually sold the TV on eBay to get in. He doesn't worry about money anymore, and he doesn't have to worry about money anymore. He's got two brand new Mercedes, one of which was paid for by the company. The other one he just bought for cash and bought himself. He was living in Oregon originally. He just bought himself a big mansion in Las Vegas, which he's not getting to see too often because he's traveling the world helping other people. It depends on which network you get in, but as I say, the one we're in connects all the way up to the highest earner, and it's a business of people helping people to help people. It can be used to promote anything, but the most important part about it is if you're promoting the opportunity, you too can develop in this age of entrepreneurs, which is what we're in, your own independent income.
Okay. Well, I have enjoyed the total conversation in terms of what you were sharing with not only Talk Fusion, but the law of attraction and how people can attract to them. The last part that Dr. Maloney talked about is just an opportunity if people so desire. You know, some people are interested in increasing their incomes, and it's, technology is the latest thing, and a lot of people are getting to video newsletters and video conferencing. And so if you're into technology and if you can see the way that this is growing, like Facebook, when I know some of the people who got on the Facebook bandwagon early on are very, very happy, just like the people who got on with Bill Gates when he first got started are very happy. They're very wealthy. So, excuse me, if this feels right for you or if you want to learn more, then Dr. Maloney is giving you wonderful information about how to pursue that opportunity. And it's all part of the law of attraction. You attracted this radio show to you this evening, otherwise you would not have been listening to it for whatever reason, for it to confirm what you believe or to give you more information to help you tweak what you already know, or just to rattle your cage and to have you check out what we've talked about and to see if there is any validity in any of the things that he has said or any of the things that I have said. And my thing is, nothing beats a failure but a try. So if you are no longer, or if you are not living the life that you came here to live on this planet, if you are not maximizing your full potential financially, in terms of your personal relationships, in terms of your health, in terms of your happiness, in terms of anything, you have the power within you to change. And God, Allah, Jehovah has given you that power, and you prayed a certain kind of prayer in order for you to be listening to this show. Some people expect the sea to be parted like Moses, and sometimes your answers come in very subtle ways. And tonight is the answer to several people's questions to the universe. How can I do things differently? And the Most High God has answered your question. So just think differently. And from this moment on, choose to have different thoughts. Choose to have empowering thoughts. If the thoughts do not serve you, ask yourself, why are you holding on to them? And just make the decision to change the thoughts. And as Dr. Maloney has said, as you continue to choose better thoughts, your life will change. And it can change very quickly if you're committed to having a change. And I believe that you are. I believe in you. I am so convinced, and I know, I'm not even hopeful, I know that your life is changing from this moment on. And stay hopeful, stay blessed, stay positive, and we will see you next time, next week at the same time from 7 to 9. If you would like to hear the show again, it will be archived immediately at 9:01. And tell others about Higher Consciousness. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next week. And thank you so very, very much, Dr. Maloney. And have
my
a
pleasure.
Great week, everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Until next time.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it